morning. If you don't mind, if you'll stand for the honor of reading God's word, we're going to be in Isaiah 43. We're going to read the whole chapter of the book of Isaiah 43. No, we're not. No, we're not. One verse. 21st verse of the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. This is how we ought to be. The scripture says, "This people I have formed for myself." This is God. "They shall declare my praise." Let's pray. Father, we honor you this morning and we thank you for this great movement that we are witnessing right before our very eyes. God, you created us, and God, you created us to praise and declare praise to your holy name. And this morning, our heart's desire is if there's someone sitting in the seat this morning that doesn't have a relationship with you, God, that you'll tug at their heart, that they'll realize that there is a better way out here. There is peace in a crazy, crazy world. And Father, it is in the name of Jesus. We understand the strict judgment upon our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that place this morning in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So, Pastor Grant, I know you're out there listening. Your mom and your dad and your family, your church is praying for your dad. And we want you to know that God's got this, and this test is going to be a testimony because Jesus is enough. Pastor Grant's not here this morning. He's taking his dad to Cleveland. They're going to perform the surgery, and we know in the name of Jesus, he's going to take care of that because he's already answered prayers, and he's already moving mountains, and this is just another step to give God praise. So y'all be praying for Pastor Grant and his family as his dad goes into surgery tomorrow morning at 5:30. He's got to be at the hospital. So you guys be praying for that whole family. God is good. I think two people heard me. God is good. And all the time? Amen. Amen. He created us for a purpose. He created us for a reason here in this life. And it is declare praise to his own. Everything that we do in our life should be honoring and praising our Father who's in heaven. He's created us for that. And the goodness and the things that are going on around us, it's evident that God is on the move and he is in control. Amen? I love seeing God take people that are just dirty and nasty and rotten and turning them into something that's so glorious and magnificent that wants to praise his holy name. I love seeing that. Some people have told me before, I'm too bad. I've done too many bad things. You really don't want to be around me. Those are the people I like to be around. Those are the people that I like to share this good news of the gospel with. Let me ask you a question. I always love to start out with a question to get you thinking just a little bit. And this is going to go because the title of our sermon this morning is, I Will Tell. I will tell. What would you do if this happened to you? And these are some accounts in the Bible. So what would you do? This is you, and this happened to you. You were rescued from a flood. What would you do? You got delivered from lions. What would you do? Was healed of leprosy. What would you do? Was given the ability to walk again. What would you do? Was pulled out of a fiery furnace. What would you do? Was brought back to life. What would you do? That's a good question. Sean, I'm going to ask you, what would you do if that was you and one of those accounts happened to you? What would you do?
Be thankful for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Doug, what would you do if that happened to you? What would you do?
Praise God.
Praise God. So you would tell people, right? You tell people, right? So do you all realize that we are a people that like to talk? That we are people that like to have conversations, whether some of them face-to-face, which is not many anymore, or on a text or through social media. We are a people who like to talk. We like to tell people things. Amen? And if this happened to you, if one of these accounts happened to you, I would have to believe that you would probably tell somebody about that, right? You would tell somebody about that. Let me give you a few examples, because we are people who like to talk, not just a little, but if you've ever been around Jeff Garrison, he likes to talk a lot. Okay? Likes to talk a lot. So we are people who likes to communicate with our voice and speak. And here's a few things. So here's a few things that we talk about. The ball game, the new job, maybe a recent engagement. Here's something that I like to talk about, that big turkey or that big deer that's roaming around. That happens on a weekly basis. I like to talk about those things. Here's a few other things. That new addition that may have just been given to us into our family. That new car, we like to talk about that. Here's one, that buy one, get one free in Mickey D's app, okay? We like to share that and talk about that. Buy one, get one free. We also like to talk about maybe our relationships. Maybe the team that we tried out for and we made the team, we like to talk about that. And for some of you all who got asked to the homecoming dance, okay, we like to talk about those things. Because we are a people who like to talk a lot about a lot of things. And this morning we have to recognize in our mind that if no one else will tell, I will. If no one else is going to tell of the goodness of God, I will. If no one else is going to tell how God miraculously brought you from the pits of hell into His grace and mercy and forgiveness, if no one else is going to tell that, I will. I will tell people about that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I hope in your mind and in your heart that you realize that that's something that if we start doing, every individual that's in the seat here this morning, if every individual that is saved by the grace of God would just simply start to tell the good news of the gospel, we're seeing a movement, Michelle, but we'll even see a greater movement of God amongst our people, okay? Because it's something worthy to be telling, because God is good. In our reading this week, we read about the Lord's power, His greatness, and how He's a sovereign Lord, the one true living God. And I'll tell you, when I think about all of these things that I mentioned that we like to talk about, those aren't bad things. Those are good to talk about. But when I think about how good God really is, that's something worthy to be telling people about right there. That's something that's worth our time and effort when we're in the grocery store with our family, at school, around our peers. That's something worthy to be telling people about. Amen? Amen. If no one else will tell, I will. So let's declare praises unto Him, because the Bible says this right here. It says, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall declare my praise." They shall declare my praise. Just a few seconds ago, some of you all were praising the Lord through the worship service, okay? And we don't want that praise to stop just because the preaching is going on. But praise the Lord when He gives you something to praise His holy name about, because He has created us to praise His holy name. So who is God? Who is God? I'm glad you asked. God is, He's my shield. He's my counselor. He's the potter. He's the protector, the master, the creator, the defender, the healer. Come on, He's the healer. I can attest to that now, I'm telling you. He's the rock. Amen. Amen. He's the rock. He is my shepherd, my consuming fire, my great physician, my deliverer. He's my king. He's my Savior. Who is God? That's who God is. That's who God is. And that's something worthy to be telling people about. Well, what did God do for you? Well, I'm just telling you, if you want to ask me that question, you better block out your schedule for a couple hours, because we're going to be there talking for a long time, okay? Because my God is good all the time. I've got something to tell people about, and He is good. And here's the thing. Once God saves you and you get into your Christianity and you start coasting along in your Christianity, sometimes we forget. Michelle, God's been good to you, hasn't He? He has. Seen Eric Hiley here this morning. I looked at him. You realize that Eric Hiley was dying and he needed a liver transplant, and God sent Dallas McKinney right here in our church, and they connected up and they were a complete match, and he shared some of his liver, and boom. God, here you go. God's good. God's good right here in our own church. God is good. I've watched Him take cancer out of people's body and heal their bodies. So God is good. He is good. And we don't need to forget that. We don't need to coast along in our Christianity and think, man, we'll make it because we've got the end goal. God saved us and we're on our way to heaven. But no, the scripture tells me that He sent them out, not one at a time, but two by two, to go tell and spread the good news of the gospel. And that's what He wants to do with you and you and you and you and you back there in the tech booth. He wants to do that for you. And those that are in the cafe, you hear me? He wants to even do that for you. He wants you to go out and to tell this good news about what God is truly doing in your life. God is good. I've recently witnessed hundreds of students on a weekly basis in the barn. In the barn. On their own. But yeah, that's your kids, okay? Hundreds of students meeting at Center Court every Tuesday morning, lifting up the praises of God. That's what God is doing right here in our own county. I've personally witnessed that. We've also witnessed over 150 middle schoolers. Those middle schoolers are crazy now. They need a lot of Jesus. A lot of Jesus, but we packed the library. We were over there and opened the doors, and over 150 students poured into that library, sitting in the floor. Why? To pray and proclaim the name of Jesus. Yes, right here in your community. I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell somebody about this. I'm going to tell, if nobody else will, I will, okay? I'm going to tell people about what God is doing, because if you're not there and you don't see it sometimes, or you don't see the post or get the text or see the picture, you may not know what God really is doing right here in our own county. Right here amongst us, amongst these students, in their classroom, God is moving in a mighty and a powerful, powerful way. I don't know, but did you hear about just recently the 29 students that got saved and the 24 that rededicated their life and the 27 that got in? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about what God's doing? And it ain't about us. That's what God's doing, and He's worthy to be praised about that. That's what He's doing. Let me show you this photo right here. Man, it's hard to see, isn't it? That's hard. That's a lot. That's hard to see. That's in 4 weeks' time right there. 4 weeks' time. You know what that is? That is God on the move. And I'm going to tell you, here's what's happening. From Paducah to Pikeville, those are teenage boys and girls that are a part of soccer teams, football teams, volleyball teams, some of your own kids that are right here that are praying across our state. That's what God is doing right there. And that's something worthy to be praising God about. So if no one else will tell about that, I'll tell people about that, because that's what He's doing. And I just got more and more photos sent to me this week of students bowing right on the field, right before they play in a football game, and just praying to the living God. That's what God is doing. That's what He's doing right before our very eyes. So if you won't tell anybody about it, I will. I'll tell them about it. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Church, God is good and he's holy in everything that is about him. His love is good. His sovereignty is good. His power is good. Come on, somebody. Come on, are you with me? His wrath is good. People don't like to talk about it. His wrath is good. His justice is good. His grace is good. Come on, somebody better shout amen this morning. His grace is good. His mercy is good. His discipline is good. His decisions are good. God is good. God is holy. Amen. Give him a shout of praise this morning. He will work everything out for the good of his glory. I'm confident in that. I'm okay saying, God, do it your way. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with stepping back and saying, God, hear my, send me, use me however you want. I'm okay with that. I don't have to be in charge. I'm okay with God being in charge. Because, Sean, when God's in charge, all things are going to work out for his good and his glory. When God is in charge. And as God's people, the more we tell people about this, the more contagious it becomes, the more comfortable it becomes. One of the things that I've witnessed with my own eyes, when Jesus was so, about a year or two ago, so hard to even talk about, it seems like the doors are opening up where it's easier and easier to talk about King Jesus. People are being more receptive. They're opening their ears. They're opening their hearts to say, there's something about this man named Jesus, because we had 29 kids that figured out Jesus was enough. And guess what? In your situation, Jesus is enough in your situation as well, no matter what you are going through this morning. Jesus is enough. So why would we tell people about it? Why would, like, we're saved. You know, we're on our way to heaven. I can be a selfish Christian, be like, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill. Why? So that others might experience what we have. Like what God has given me, I just want to tell people about it. Sis, we had many good conversations there at Lowe's right in the aisle, didn't we? Praise the Lord. And just see how God connects people's hearts. And I think we all of a sudden we think we're so different. We're so different. And then all of a sudden when we start talking about Jesus, we realize how so much that we're all alike and connected. We're connected of a family of God. We're connected. And that's a good thing. So why do we tell people that? So they can experience what we've experienced. God created us. And you know what? He alone is the one that can save. God alone is the one that can save, because great is his name. He alone is the one that can look down and say, that's one of mine. That's one of mine. He alone is the one that can do that. Not us, but God. And it's worthy of telling someone about. He alone is God. He alone saves. When man sinned, like we all did, God had a bigger plan. What was that bigger plan? That Jesus came and he sent his son, that he so willingly came and he died for you and I, that we would have the opportunity to experience the love of a Savior. He died, and he just didn't die. He rose again from the grave and presented himself to the disciples, to the world. And I love it because he wasn't done there. And he said, as I go away, I'll send a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit that is present here this morning. God's Spirit is present here this morning. Somebody's lost here this morning and needs to experience Jesus in a real way. And when you encounter him, when you encounter Jesus, it changes everything. It changes everything. God is good. I love that old song. Go tell it on the mountain. You guys ever sung that? So go tell it on. Why? Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Why aren't we telling more people about Jesus? You are giving opportunities that we're not giving it. You'll connect with people that we won't connect with. But if every individual that's in the house this morning tells people about the goodness of God, I'm telling you, it's going to start clicking with people and they're going to surrender their life to Jesus. And what I want to see you do is get them in the water and choke slam them, okay? I want to see you dunk them in the water, because that's how God will work out something. He's put somebody in your path that's not in my path. That's why if no one else will tell, I will. I will. You will. We will tell people about the goodness of what God is doing. We serve a God who created us to go tell. He delivered us to go tell. He rescued us to go tell. He walks with us to go tell. He healed us. He healed us to go tell. I'm gonna tell people about Jesus, okay? I'm gonna tell people. That's what he does. He healed us to go tell. He saved us to go tell. God is good. Church, if no one else will, I will. Tell people about his greatness, his power, his salvation. Somebody sitting here this morning, just battling. You're battling. Now, I know some of you walked in this morning and didn't think you was going to hear a message like this, because you come in all sold up and you're going to stay sold up. But before you get out of here, God's good. And that argument that you had with your wife or with your kids, or you had with your husband and with your kids, that you're like, we don't even need to go to church. God is good. God is good. Thank God that he gave you a voice that you can speak back up. Wives, husbands, you better keep your mouth shut. He blessed you with those kids that are sassy sometimes. God is good. God is good. Your mom and daddy told you, hey, the way you're treating me, you're going to get treated the same way when you have kids. God is good. God is good. I'm telling you, if we change our mindset about everything being a burden or everything just singing soul, God is good. You're busy for a reason, because God is good. He's created opportunities for you to go tell people about his goodness, to tell people about his grace, how that he's taken you and transformed your life, how you encountered a real Jesus, a real Jesus. Students, in Baghdad, Kentucky, we encountered a real Jesus that's changed us forever. And it's doing the same thing right here in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. It's, you know, people are encountering Jesus and it's transforming lives for all eternity. God is good. God is good. He's delivered us. Think about this. That same God who delivered Noah is the same God that's present right here this morning. That rescued Daniel, that spoke to Zacchaeus, that healed the leper, that calmed the storm, that restored. Hey, guess what? Have any of y'all ever had any marriage problems in here? You ain't going to raise your hand, but I know you have. Okay, right over here. Yes. Hey, God can do some amazing things. My wife even raised her hand back there in the back, okay? Praise be to God. By the grace of God, she loves me, okay? And we'll go through problems, but the same God that delivered you through your marriage problems can deliver through anything, okay? And the same God that healed you from that addiction. Hey, I know we've got some addicts in the house, or used to be some addicts in the house, but by the grace of God, he brought you to, and you encountered a real Jesus that has taken that out of your life. That's what my Jesus can do. That's what my Jesus can do. Well, I don't understand. God wants to save you this morning. He wants you to encounter a true Jesus, because guess what? You ain't going to stop me, but I've got here about 15 more minutes or so. I'm going to tell you how good God really is, okay? I'm going to tell you how God, cameraman, you better get ready back there, okay? Because I'm going to tell you how good God really is. We serve a mighty God. And I've been in ministry for 23 years. For 23 years. And I have never in my life seen a movement or felt a movement so powerful than it's going on right now. Right now. And what I figured out is, man, we've complicated the gospel way too much. We simply just need to tell people that God is good, and He's so good that He loved you to send His Son for you. That's the gospel. That's the gospel that Jesus came. That He was willing to stretch His arms out between the heavens and the earth. See, that's not hard to talk about. And that He was willing to give up His life. And as they took His lifeless dead body, whom they thought was lifeless and dead, and they put it there in that tomb. Our King Jesus rose again. And is victorious over death, hell, in the grave. Well, I just don't know how to be saved. You know, I know that I'm a sinner, and there's some of you here this morning that you know that you're a sinner. Well, what do I need to do? Well, if you admit that you're a sinner, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died on the cross and rose again on the third day, and if you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, it said, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bill, that's not hard. That's not hard to tell someone about what Jesus can really do for you. I've experienced some bad things in my life. Raised in a broken home. Man, that government cheese was some of the best cheese I'd ever ate in my life. I'm telling you, it used to come in the blocks now. I love it. Come on, give me some of that. I'm telling you. I remember coming in. When I was young, we used to live in it was an old pool hall. Pool halls were big back then. It was, you go and you play a little pool. But it was cleaned out. And, you know, they built those pool halls out of old cinder blocks, and they just block them up there. And you ever know how dusty? I could still feel the mugginess and the dustiness just of that old cinder block building. And going in there, and that's where Mom made her home at. That's where we was at. And man, I loved it. It's a place, it was a roof overhead, because God's been good to me. It was a roof over my head. I can remember coming in of a night, and we'd come out, and we'd come into the house. And now picture this. You think, now you didn't live that way. Yeah, I did too. I remember coming in the house, and Mom flipping the lights on before we go into that old pool hall, and the cockroaches would just run in masses. They'd run everywhere. But God's been good to me. I remember living in a home that had no running water. 5-gallon buckets were our best friend. Remember, there was rats so big sometimes that they'd set the traps out of a night and say, hey, don't get in the floor. God's been good to me. But through all of that, God had mercy and grace upon my life that He was willing to take someone that just lived in a house where the roof leaked all the time, that could see the ground from the cracks in his floor, that had no running water. The well was our best friend. And guess what? It was my best friend. Because when I got a drink of that living water, it's carried me to where I'm at today. Those were good old days, but God's got better days in store. Because when God seen me in that shape, He saved me as a young teenage boy. And He wasn't done with Him yet. He called me to do something greater. And I'm going to tell people about how good God really is. God's been good to you. He's been good to you. We ought to declare praises to his holy name because he has been good to you. And this morning, if you're sitting there and you're just thinking, I need to experience this Jesus. Simple. Do you admit you're a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross and rose again on the third day? And are you willing to take a step out in faith and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior? God is giving an invitation right now. And you're sitting here in this church, and you're not fooling anybody. God is talking to you, and all he really wants you to do is step out, make your way down to an altar, surrender to him. I'll pray with you. We'll have people that will pray with you. Surrender your life to him and receive him. Call on his name. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, you're that whosoever. God sent you here this morning for a reason. And I'm going to tell you about my Jesus. Jesus is enough. He's enough at your work. He's enough in your marriage. He's enough in your parenting skills. He's enough at school. He's enough in your relationship. And guess what this morning? He's enough to save you from a devil's hell. Jesus is enough. If no one else will tell, I will. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your presence. God, you're already dealing with hearts right now. And God, as they're sitting there just thinking about this, we know the feeling, God, because we were there. We pray that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would come to them and draw them to an altar where they could surrender their life to you, that they would come, willingly come, and admit, believe, and confess. God, there's some that are sitting here right now that's having marriage problems. Maybe health issues, maybe suffering with anxiety or depression. God, there's sitting amongst us right now that we know that your word says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Jesus is enough for that situation as well. And we are praying in the name of Jesus that your spirit through this invitation song would be so powerful that people would surrender to you in the masses. Because God, we know that you are on the move. And if no one else will tell, I will. In Jesus' name.